Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Monday, August 7th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple is now selling refurbished AirPods for the first time, starting with the third generation AirPods with a MagSafe charging case. Apple is offering a $30 discount when you buy refurbished AirPods 3, dropping the price from $179 to $149. Apple's certified refurbished products are pre-owned Apple products that undergo Apple's stringent refurbishment process before being offered for sale. Refurbished units are shipped in a special box with original accessories, which in this case includes a Lightning to USB-C cable and the MagSafe charging case. You also get a one-year limited warranty, and refurbished Apple products are eligible for AppleCare Plus protection. And presumably, in the case of refurbished AirPods, there's a pretty stringent and deep cleaning involved as well. Apple's $30 discount for refurbished AirPods 3 represents a roughly 17% price drop compared to the original price, and it's actually slightly better than Amazon, where you can currently get refurbished AirPods 3 for a $20 discount. And finally, Apple has also published a listing for refurbished AirPods Pro 2, with a price drop from $249 to $209, but these aren't yet available to order. Next up today, even though the Mac revenue took a slide in Apple's Q3 2023 earnings last week, CEO Tim Cook and CFO Luca Maestri said the business is stronger than ever. Apple's comments come as the company completed its full transition to Apple Silicon during the quarter, replacing the Intel-powered Mac Pro with a new version powered by the M2 Ultra. The context here is that Apple had originally planned to complete the transition to Apple Silicon within 1 year of its original announcement, which came at WWDC 2020, with the first Apple Silicon-powered Macs coming later that same year. So based on that initial timeline, the Apple Silicon transition would have been completed by the end of 2021. But of course, that didn't ultimately happen. Instead, the Intel version of the Mac Pro stuck around until last month when it was replaced with the Apple Silicon version at WWDC. Speaking to investors during Apple's third quarter earnings last week, CFO Luca Maestri touted the success of the switch to Apple Silicon and pointed out that almost half of Mac buyers during the quarter were new to the product altogether. Maestri said, quote, "We continue to invest in our Mac portfolio, and this past quarter we were pleased to complete the transition to Apple Silicon for the entire lineup. This transition has driven both strong upgrade activity and a high number of new customers. We also saw reported customer satisfaction of 96% for Mac in the United States." End quote. Tim Cook echoed that sentiment in his own prepared remarks, focusing also on the introduction of the new 15-inch MacBook Air, which he says is the world's best 15-inch laptop. The comments likely came as an effort to stave off concerns about declining Mac revenue. During the third quarter, Mac revenue came in at $6.84 billion, down 7% year-over-year. That revenue number was also slightly below analyst expectations for the quarter. But Apple is also still cautious about what to expect from the Mac business in the fourth quarter, warning investors that both Mac and iPad revenue will decline by double digits year over year in the September quarter. And last but not least today, speaking of the Mac, Apple continues to ramp up testing of new M3-powered Macs as we approach an expected launch sometime in October. Bloomberg reports that Apple has recently started testing a new Mac with a model identifier Mac 1512 with an M3 chip inside, believed to be a new version of the Mac Mini. According to the report, this M3-powered Mac in testing packs an 8-core CPU alongside a 10-core GPU and 24 gigabytes of RAM. The 8-core CPU consists of 4 efficiency cores and 4 high-performance cores. The configuration lines up with what's currently available in the M2 version of the Mac Mini, and the version of the M3 Mac Mini being tested by Apple is likely that base model, but with a build-to-order configuration of 24 gigabytes of RAM, rather than the starting amount of 8 gigabytes. The report also points out that while the base M3 core counts are the same as the base M2, the M3 Pro appears to offer a slight boost. According to the story, the base M3 Pro processor offers 12 CPU cores and 18 GPU cores, an increase from the M2 Pro's 10-core CPU and 16-core GPU. And also keep in mind, the M3 chip is expected to be manufactured using a new 3-nanometer fabrication process, which reduces the amount of distance between transistors on the chip. The smaller the distance, the better the performance and efficiency. Bloomberg has also reported that the first M3-powered Macs are scheduled for an announcement in October, with the initial lineup including the 13-inch MacBook Pro, the 24-inch iMac, and the 13-inch MacBook Air. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter, Threads, or Mastodon at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.